Okay. Ezra Hashem Yisbarach, we should be finished between this week and next week, right? I think. Two more weeks and we should be finished. Ezra Hashem. This week there's one change in scheduling. I have my son's sitter party on Breuer's on Wednesday. So I would, if your permission, I'd like to give the shiur on Wednesday from 10:15 to 11 instead of 9:30 to 10:30. And hopefully that should work out. So Wednesday at 10:15 to 11, Bez Hashem.
Do you want the AC off?
The AC is good. I mean, if it's too, if you can hear me, I mean.
Whatever
he
wants.
Yeah, AC is good. I think everyone else probably would want it too. If you can't hear me, let me know. Okay. Today's shiur is 18, right?
Yeah.
Avelus b'Shabbos. So, the Mishnah tells us in Masechta Maakotin that we know that a regular is mevatel shiva, but Shabbos not. Omer Shabbos olo ve'enam afsekes regolim afsekin ve'enam olim. So Shabbos is olo, it means it counts for a day of shiva. So every shiva has Shabbos, as we'll see. And regolim are mafsekin. Right? In other words, if somebody started shiva before the regel, once the regel comes, it's mafsik. They ain't a molim, but they don't count for shiva. Either if it started before the regel, then the regel will be mafsik. If somebody died in the regel, so then they're going to start counting shiva after the regel. I mean, the yontif, the last day of yontif will count as the as one day. But, so and the Rambam quotes this as well on page 2. Our Shabbos Olo Laminyan Avelus Bein Avelus B'Shabbos El Dvar Shabbat Sinah. So even though there's no Avelus in Shabbos, but Dvarim Shabbat Sinah are noeg. So the main Dvarim Shabbat Sinah that we have today is this Tashmish Amita. So although there's no Avelus B'Shabbos, but a married couple cannot cohabit together on Shabbos in the middle of Shiva, even though there's no Avelus B'Farhesia. And the other things, the Tivus HaRosh, we don't really have so much Rizman Azeh. Rechitza B'Chamin, okay. Aval Dvarim Shebegolei Ein Noeg B'Maveles, Aval Bosh Min Olav Azokif, that he wears his regular shoes, he doesn't have Kfiya Samita, the beds are up regular, Noshen Sholom Lo'chol Odom, Vim Yesh Lo Beged Machlif, below Yilbash Beged Karua B'Shabbos, right? He doesn't wear Beged Karua. And then, you know, in those days they didn't have the amount, the wardrobes that we have today, so sometimes the person only had one Beged, so when he was doing Shabbos he would just turn it around so the part that's Karua wouldn't be noticeable. However that worked.
What about Tom?
Yeah, so Talmud Torah, that's what he just mentioned. We normally assume that Talmud Torah is also called Dvarim Shabbat Sinah. Why doesn't the Rambam mention Talmud Torah? I don't know. But you normally post can mention Talmud Torah as something that's Dvarim Shabbat Sinah. Right, that's a good question. In other words, he always goes to the rabbi's Gemara Shir on Shabbos afternoon. And if he's not going to go, so then... It'll be for Hesed.
That takes
very Rabbi Natan, no? Yeah, Rabbi Natan always get called up for an aliyah. Thus you say the Rabbi Shir, sometimes people miss. If he's in shul, and they always call him up for an aliyah, and now they didn't call him up for an aliyah, he always gets shlishi, so that's more of a farhesia. The Rabbi's Gemara Shir, I hear your taina. We'll see soon. Let's see. So, the Yerushalmi on page 4 Domar of Simon. Comes back all the time. The shame of Yeshua ben Levi. Well, Omru ain ovel beregel ela shaharabim nogim bo betzina. So it's only available to ma betzina shu also betashmi shamita. Hatevan are a regel are also betashmi shamita veino ola. Af Shabbos hol the asu betashmi shamita lo sala. Because regel is also b'tashmi shamita and in ola, so Shabbos also shouldn't be ola if it's similar to the regel. Amar abba efshar l'shiva below regel, but efshar l'shiva below Shabbos. So the simple answer is that shiva by definition includes Shabbos. I mean, you could say that Shabbos would just count as a neutral day, you know, but Shiva includes Shabbos, so by definition it counts. The Korban Eidah says, because then it'll be 8 days if you want to count Shabbos as a neutral day. It'll never be neutral, because even it'll still be also Tashmi Shamita, so then it'll be 8 days. So by definition, they said that there's a din of Shiva, so it means Shabbos is Oila. Regel doesn't necessarily include, you know, not every Shiva has a Regel. Every Shiva has a Shabbos. And then there's another Yerushalmi on page 5. He says, Amalon bay atun. May the Malchal Ba Madianish Ainovil Bashabis succeed Birchas Hashem is Tashir, so Birchas Hashabis will Yosef Etzev Ima, so Avelis. That's another source that there's no Avelis Bashabis because the Pasuk in Mishlei. Birchas Hashem is Tashir, that's Shabbos, referring to Shabbos, and Yosef Etzev Ima, there shouldn't be any Atzmus on Shabbos, and these are quoted in the Yerushalmi here on page 6. In the Yerushalmi, and in the Tosis in Moed Katan, Tosis Arab, Masha Filu, Manda Omer, Belonoga, Ola, Min Shiva. It came to Regal, Nami Avogam, Belonoga, Yeh Ola. Well, I mean, when Shiva lo kim gaye lo noga mitzvah Shiva, mitzvahs havagav Shabbos ola regulein ola holvein regis klal. B'chiv hem simcha Shabbos mia lo k'siv simcha afilu enu noheges ola. So he says a lot that regel he's saying that Shabbos is Ola regel in a whole vein of Avelus klal. On regel, there's no Avelus at all. B'shem d'sli b'hem simcha. And Shabbos, so regel is a yom simcha, so it can't count as a day of Avelus. Shabbos mi'a loksiv simcha. feel ain't no hegish. In other words, even if there wouldn't be any avelis, no hegish Shabbos. Meaning, even if Dvarim Shebetzina say would be mutter, it's still not a yom simcha. So therefore, it's olah. And Yom Tov is Yom Simcha. Because we say Shabbos is Oneg, it's not Yom Simcha, even though we say in the Zmiras, Hamasablim Ba Ocher Nesogim, but we say Ki Hu
Yom
Smocha Su Sesamcheni. So that's a different sheet.
Rosh Hashanah
Yom Kippur is so. Yeah, I mean, that's the famous Rambam that says that you're not Yimei Simcha Yisera, but Yimei Simcha, I think, Ayat Sheikh David Beres Nosson, Nosson von Binus, from Soloveitchik. Okay, all these things are, you know, is simple, yes, simple. There could be Nafkaminas, Tainus Chalom, so we have on Shabbos. The question is, do you have a Tainus, you know, if you have a bad dream, so you fast on Shabbos, and because Shabbos is not a din simcha, it's oneg. So you have more oneg when you fast. If you're very scared about a dream and you fast, so that gives you peace of mind. But it's not simcha. So there's a discussion. Chuvas kasam sofer, okay, maybe not on yontif. Maybe yontif is different because simcha you can't have by fasting. Fasting. Yeah, simcha is not fasting. You don't fast. But Shabbos is not a din simcha. So Shabbos oneg. So Shabbos, as is a rokeach, chuvas kasam sofer, says these type of things. So there could be some nafkaminas. But l'gabi avelus, in the end of the day, we paskin, there's avelus betzina on regal, and there's avelus betzina on Shabbos, and regal is not ola, Shabbos is ola. So whatever explanation you want to give, it's all zayin. It doesn't change what the halacha is. And then he quotes the other Yerushalmi that Shabbos is Yom Bracha, Birkas Hashem Yisashir, Lo Yotzev Etzav Imo, the Shabbos Ksive Bracha. Okay. And then in Shulchan Aruch, it says, on page 7, so then it's talking about rechitza on erev regel. So you rotate the covered haregel. So that's by Erev HaRegel. But it doesn't apply if Ramos says if you hold that. So Shabbos also, we have an idea of getting ready for Shabbos. On page 8, the Gemara says here, Me'imas ha'izokfim es ha'mitos be'erev Shabbos me'namin cholamala. So just like we have by Yontif, you get ready for Yontif by Rechitza. Also, so by Shabbos also you could, you don't want to have the mita kfuya on Shabbos because that's available before Hesya. So then on when the mincha lamala in the afternoon, they change the beds back. And by Motzei Shabbos they reverse it back again. Amrav Huna Aval Pisha Ain Yoshev Alash Techshach Mutsai Shabbos Aval Pisha Ain Loveshev El Yomecha Chozev Kofet. Even though you only say a person Sunday is the seventh day, so you might think, what are we taking the whole tircha by flipping the beds back again? You only have you know, a little bit on Sundays. Aval Pikein, that's a din. So this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. So Dinei Aveilus Shabbos Siman Tov. Shabbos Einu Mafsik, says the Mechaber Tov Tzif Aleph, page 9. Shabbos Einu Mafsik Aveilus. Olo Min Shiva. Shrek Tzaz Dinei Aveilus Nogimbo. And Dvom Shabbat Sinah. Shem Tashmi Shamid Rechitza. Dvom Shabbat Farhesia Dainu Lassia Tifoso. Lubosh Menolav Luzif Kol Hamida. Shalobosh Bege Karua. The Talmud Torah. See, here the Shulchan Aruch says beferish that Talmud Torah is considered what? Varim she betzina. So he's not allowed to learn. Avalach so aparsha, right, to do shnai mikra. Kein shechayv odom lashlim, page 10. Parshiosim atzibur. Avikakore es Hashma. Well, so it's, you know, even though people don't treat it as severely as that, but it's like Kikore es Hashma. It's a halacha. It's a chiv. It's a chiv drabanan.
Targum and Rashi, or would you drop? Someone would do Targum and Rashi the whole time.
No, shnayim mikravecha targum. It's interesting how the Mechaber is so verbose here. You know, usually he's not so verbose. Tells you the whole. Mechaber is not there to tell us stories, and Mechaber is usually one-liners. Very interesting that he decided here that he could have ended it by just saying but he wants to tell you another thing that somebody who's rogel, that's a different halacha. One halacha is a person is not necessarily rogel, but they called him up for aliyah, so he has to go up, because that would be for Hesia not to go up. But I mean, Tom, it's a different thing. That's why he's telling the story, because it's a different halacha. He's just telling it in the context of the story. But he always got shlishi, so now they were hesitating to give shlishi, so he just went up and took the aliyah.
It's interesting, like, I could have thought that Shalacha is, like, together, like, the Dvarim Harigilam, like Shalim Mekavetha Targum. If you always get Shlishias, that's, like, part of the Seder Hayom.
Right.
This thing is not, it's like it didn't Farhesia.
Right, because he doesn't, right, the Seder Hayom is only what the Torah is, or the Chachamim and Mechayim is Seder Hayom. Just because they were mechabed him,
that doesn't mean that just because that's it happens to be, so like, well, he's dead before like the shear. Would that be domus or Rabbeinu Tam?
I don't know. I don't know if the, you see, the Rabbeinu Tam scenario is that he's in shul. If he doesn't show up for the shear. You know, sometimes people don't show up for a shear. You know, I'm not so convinced that that's cool.
Are you talking about the person giving the shear? Are you talking about the person who's...
No, we're talking now about the attendee.
Depends on the person.
Because it's not... right, you could say... In other words, is that the same thing as the Rabbeinu Tam not taking... you know, if he wouldn't have been called up... I'm not so sure. Because it's much more for Hesia by an Aliyah than someone who doesn't come to a Shir.
Depends on the person. Let's say he would be upset if he was actually,
Can I tell you?
What if the Shir is just a small number of people?
Five people. And he's, everybody is 20% of the Shir. So if she have two people, it would be 50%.
And it's not just Mitzvah Harim, is that only on Shabbos? You could do it, or you could do it during the week too. Like, why is this? He has to finish it.
Right.
He used to do it on Shabbos, that's why it's in the Sinan, but every now if he wants to do it on Monday, he can do it on Monday.
Stomach, Shnei Mikra. But that shows you how important, how strong the Shulchan Aruch treats Shnei Mikra. That it's a Chayv HaSeyon.
So the Machaber holds that you're allowed to bathe. You're allowed to bathe and launder on Erev Yom Tov Tov Shiva.
Yeah, one second. So, okay, now take a look back on page 9 in Sif Aleph again. The devotion refers to Zayin Lasya Tifosu. He says, then the Ramah writes, so as if he's wearing a tifus yishmeilim with the whole regalia there, with the whole thing over his head, over his mouth, that's and now, so to do that, that's the varm shem b'farhesia. But some people have like this minor atifa that they do kolamid, so that you can do on Shabbos also. Kol v'yeshlo minayim b'raglov. Because since he's wearing shoes anyway, so the fact that he's doing this atifa, which is not such doesn't stand out so much, so people just say, you know, he's cold. You know, sometimes people are cold. Why is he doing it in 90 degrees in the summer? But, you know, whatever. But they say he's cold, so, or whatever. So look at the shock. Sip cutting days. There's the opinion that says Menalai Baraglov makes it mutter even Fatif is Yishmael in Mashmah Vibashas. That when you have Menalai Baraglov, then you can even have real Atif is Yishmael because the Atif is Yishmael is negated by the fact that he has Menalai Baraglov. That's my real. Oh, so now the Shach is going to say a famous Yisod, which the Shach is like very into, but I don't know, other poskim are not necessarily into this Shach. This is the big Yisod he's going to say, and this year I saw Rav Tzinna quotes from the Yeshuas Yaakov Dome, we'll a whole bunch of Achronim who don't hold them from the following Yisod, but it's a Marivai. So the Yisod of Marivayel is that the thing that Dvar Shem Afesa and not Noeg on Shabbos is only things that are Shivadika things. So things that you only do during Shiva, so the things that are for Hesia, like Atifas Harosh and Nilas HaSandal, so then you can't do it on Shabbos. But things that are done are not Shiva Dika things, they're Shloshim Dika things. Then even before Hesse, like say for example, Simchas Mereis. So that's not only a Shiva Dika thing, that's a Shloshim Dika thing. That not to go. So the question is, if he doesn't come to the Simcha on Shabbos, so is that going to be considered, so L'chorin, that might be considered for Hesse. But the Shach Yisod is, for Hesia is mutter on Shabbos for things that are not Shiva Dika things. Things that are Shloshim Dika things, you could do even the for Hesia on Shabbos. So therefore he's saying that this minhag that they would wear a certain type of atifa all shloshim yom is mutter even on Shabbos, because it's a shloshim dika halakha. And anything that's shloshim, the concept of aveilus b'farhesia is not knowing on Shabbos, is only something that's for Shiva, but not something for shloshim.
So we move after on shloshim? Mm-hmm.
So shloshim, he's allowed to do it on Shabbos, even if it's b'farhesia.
I
mean, normally, ain't avails with farhesia on Shabbos. But say, so the question is, say if a person doesn't come to a kid, bar mitzvah suit or something like that. So maybe he's that would be considered farhesia. So the chart's farhesia. But the shach saying, but the din of not coming to a simcha is something that's a din in shloshim. So something that has to do with shloshim, even if a person is, even if it comes out to be farhesia, is mutter on Shabbos. See, nilas asad was only a shivadika thing. So therefore, a person's not going to wear his shoes on Shabbos. That's going to be a farhesia of a shivadika halacha. But a farhesia of a shloshim dika halacha, that.
You have to observe on Shabbos
also.
But by virtue of the fact that Shloshim shouldn't that be stricter, because it's a both past Shiva, it's not only Shiva, it's applicable to Shiva. Shouldn't that make it stricter again to make the Shiva thing?
And therefore what?
It should be on Shabbos, because now we acknowledge the Shiva, now we do the Shloshim.
Yeah, but the question is, if it's a concept of not having a veilus on Shabbos, so then maybe that should apply to anything that's veilus. But it's a shiva dika halacha or a shloshim dika halacha. But it's a din in the Shabbos.
No, it's
not
Dvarim Shel, veilus of shloshim on Shabbos.
What?
But Dvarim Shel also become shloshim only when we are knowing on Shabbos.
Maybe
people don't shave. It's not like people shave for Shabbos.
Right,
so Dvarim which are Shloshim, Avelos, we have Shloshim, we are.
So that works so good, you say that works so good with him.
We did that twice knowing because it's because we get to the Shloshim, therefore it's a good Shabbos.
I'm saying Dvarim which are knowing on Shloshim are knowing on Shabbos.
Well, that's what he's saying.
Because it's stricter, because it's a good type of thing.
Well, let's read more, let's see more in the Shas.
So you don't need a Minala.
So Marivai al Kosov, the Hachamutu Mitam, the Kavit and Nogim Batifazu, Gamaha Shiva, where there's no screen in Dover Shiva Fasir, Homasha Inam Rat Tok Shiva. The Haka Kosov, the Mutu Gamke Mitam, the Noim Rav, and Shamu. But there is no Hishmi Hayat, Yuma, the whole Vishnu Noim Rav. So he said that alone is good.
So why did Marivai write the
Minol? It's just an added thing. Oje Shlomo. So this is the shock rights here. So
it's
then
it applies to the Shabbos Tov Shiva, right? So the Shabbos Tov Shiva, even things that are parhesia.
No, I think even the Shabbos that's not Tov Shiva.
Oh, okay.
So the Shabbos is not Tov Shiva, so there's still a din of Shloshim.
Right.
So could you be knowing the din of Shloshim during the Shabbos Tov Shloshim? So he says, yes, that Shloshim, even if it's for Hesia, is Mudna Rajabas. So he says it. He says it two places. He says it over here in Hilchas, in the Shach and Tuf, and then the Shach says it again. Yes. He says it again one other place. We'll get to it. Yeah. Let me show it to you now. There is a din in Hilchos Aveilus of Shinei Mokom. We'll talk about it later today. On page 18. there's a person comes to shul during his avelus, he's supposed to what? Sit in a different place. We have a minhag that the whole year in shul he sits in a different place. We'll talk later about what is that all about. So the question is, what about on Shabbos? Is the din of Shini Mokom on Shabbos as well? So look in the Mechaber on page 19, Sif Dalet. Hanogim Shishem Shabbos Shalom. So the Mechaber says, so he says that those that are knowing that they're not Mishana, they're Mokom on Shabbos, that's good. Yofa Hemosim. But there are more rights. Yishon Gam Shabbos Yishon Mokomo. Chena Minuk Poshet, Ve'in Lashana San Minuk. So he says, so what's the pshat? The Rabbah says, Shini Mokom is noeg even on Shabbos. That a person comes to shul on Shabbos, say during the whole year of his Avelus, he doesn't sit in his regular Mokom. So look what the Shach says, saying, Sfir lei de'ein zeh dover shol farhesya. She'ein Avelus nikir b'zeh kol kach, she'bei ponu adam machlif b'komol. So one thing he says is that it's not called Farhesia because, you know, people change their places. You know, we want to schmooze with this guy, schmooze with that guy, they change their places. But then he says, if you mention Kosovo will come on, but according to what we said in Sif Tov, the Avel Tano Shol Shloshim Noga Fil B'Shabbos, the love hachinicha. He says, because if you're assuming the din of Shini Mokom is noheg beyond Shiva, right? So then it's not just a Shiva dika halacha. So that's his thing. Even if it's not just a Shiva dika halacha, then it's mutter even on Shabbos, because that's the Shabbos Yisod from the Marivayel, that things that are the concept of Ein Avelus Mefarsi B'Shabbos are only things that are only Shiva things. Right. So if it's your lifetime, so the question is, will they make an exception? If they won't, then you'll see there could be reason to be mako on this whole halakha. But we have to learn the halakha. So that's the shach. But others disagree with the shach. I should have made a supplement with who the other people are that say that no, that any avelus is not noeg b'farhesya. I mean, the big nafkamina, if you will point it out, is the... Is there a kula for Hesia Lagabe going to a simcha on Shabbos when it's very noticeable that he's not there? Because if you're saying that it's only Shivadika halachas, there's a din of Hesia, so this is clearly not just the Shivadika halacha. So then it does. So then according to the Shach, even if it's for Hesia, you shouldn't go because Farhesia of a Shloshim or Yud Beis Kodesh is not given by Farhesia. But if you hold not like the Shach, then like Rav Tzidda pointed out from Yishuv Yaakov, Dogon Levava, others, then there would be a kula to say that any type of Avelis is not knowing by Farhesia on Shabbos. Right, then you could go. provided that we ascertain that this is called.
Let's say, so the last thought, after this saying, a parent is in the oven, in your base college. So it's in your base college, and they're having a Shabbat Shabbat brothers for their kids. So if the parent doesn't go to the Shabbat brothers, it's in their hometown, it's going to be pretty noticeable.
Right.
If they skip that meal.
So the Shabbat would say, your parent can't go.
No, I don't know. For parents, I think we're more anyway. We're
even for like a Shabbat.
I would have to ask again, but I think that's what I've heard. But right. So then you see, I don't know. Rav Avadi's never passed through like the Shach. Like Rav Tzinner, he quotes these other Achronim. You see, I was always bothered with the Shach. But I didn't have people to pin it on. Because I thought intuitively that anything that's, maybe it was Rav Avadi said, but also intuitively that things that are availus are not knowing with Shabbos, so why should it make a difference?
So why don't we shave for Shabbos?
Why don't we shave for Shabbos? Right. So, you think we don't shave for Shabbos?
You're saying, but the day of Chol, people would shave. They groom themselves for Shabbos, and then after 3 days,
that's because they don't hold. You're all working in that. If you hold the shop, it changes the whole seats here.
If you hold that there's available for Farhesias, no egg even. What do you mean? Shaving is not.
The availus are only things that are. It's not a real availus that we're calling this available for Shabbos. The less Shloshim dig availus.
Yeah.
It's not a real availus like the other.
But I'm saying, if you want to say not like the Shach.
I'm saying the Shach thing is because these aren't right.
But I'm saying, is there a way to explain Rabbi Tuchman's Kasha? If you want to say that even Dvarim that are knowing or Paul Shloshim are knowing the Shabbos as well, so then is there a way of explaining why people still won't shave, even though we want to say not like the Shach, that there's a din of available for Hesed even Shloshim Dikah Halachas.
The way to explain that would be on Erev Shabbos, you can't do something on Erev Shabbos. Is there a din of doing something Erev Shabbos for Shabbos if it's not going to be something that's going to be on Shabbos? By the case of the Gemara's case, you're turning over the bed to something that you're doing before Shabbos. It's going to last through Shabbos.
Right.
Where the part of the Avelus is going to be on Shabbos. Long hair is not part of the Avelus. The cutting the hair is the Simon. The mice.
Right, so therefore you're going to do that on Shabbos.
Before Yantif goes in Mavsik the Avelus, but you're allowed to groom yourself for Yantif. Before Yantif. It's right before Yantif. You take your haircut, take your shave. Technically, it's for Yontif and the Malacha, but that's the preparation for Yontif. And on Yontif, you need to be groomed. Even though Yontif wasn't Mavsik yet, technically.
Maybe that could be a din in.
Because on Yontif, you can't
tell Yontif is Mavsik. But the question is, do we ever have a concept of doing something? You don't necessarily have to compare the din of preparing for Yontif, and that's a din. That's how they were masaking the din of Yontif Mafsik. But the Yabi, the din of Tzinnah, he's saying, maybe that's Masher Husham. So Mimela, obviously, he won't be. What do you mean?
As we say, if you hold like what you said before, that as long as there's no Gaora yet, you can't shave Erev Yantav either, right? Even if you pass the Shlosh, you still have Gaora, you can't shave.
Still, if you're famous for Hesed also, maybe they would have been masaking. unless you say that. Now there's another halacha. Take a look. Yeah. Yeah, maybe if I have time I can make a supplementary packet about this topic, about those that argue on the shach. Okay. Take a look now. On page 11. In the Bach. So the Bach has a discussion here that somebody died on Sunday. So if somebody dies on Sunday, the last day of Shiva is Shabbos. Od nira dafil meis pechob Shabbos, yom shvihu Shabbos. So he wants to say, osur b'dvarm shabitzina kol yom ha-shvi. But normally, we say that the last day of Avelis, you say Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, they only sit a little bit in the morning, and then they get up. But what if the last day of Avelis is on Shabbos? So how does it work then? So he says, so the Bach says a chiddush that he has to keep the whole day. Because normally you keep farhesia in the morning, and the people of Menachem, he's wearing his, he doesn't have nilas or sandal. After davening, people come and mokum Menachem, and then you get up. The field of Mesel Mes Bechel B'Shabbos, the Yom Shvi, who Shabbos, also B'Dvon Shabbat Sinna, Kol Yom Shvi, the Lokar Ben Achiyom, who? The Hadis of Herb, Eim Gach, Mitzvah Yom Havi Kekulo, Eim Ze Ela B'Chol. He says, Mitzvah Yom Kekulo is only if the last day is on Chol, but if the last day is on Shabbos, then they're not, Eim Ze Ela B'Chol. They came to Osir Mais Havelos, Mitzvah Yotzi Vech, Lotzvah Bosu Mitzvah, Hanikar Mishum Havelos. But Yom Shabbos, Eim Noog Bo, Ela B'Dvon Shabbat Sinna, but Yom Shabbos is only Dvarim Shabbat Sinna. Veina Osir Maaseh Shenikar Mishum Avelus. Lo Yotzi Deichov HaSfira B'Yom HaShabbos. The whole Yom, Yom Yishivas Yamim Tzorach Sheyaseh Maaseh Nikar Mishum Avelus. Kitkos of Ramban, Afilu Gabe Shmur Rechoko B'Sobach Tekil Deinu Nogel HaShoachas V'Skimu Imo HaRosh Rabbeinu Kol shekein ba'avel shiva, the chomer dein yotzi yidei chomosu b'shviya el benoi sha'achas avelas b'maisa hanikar b'shum avelas v'kevi de b'shabes ein oza maisa tzorach lenog kol ayom dvarim shabbat zina v'kein ein page 12 ein likros lo'ovel v'sei v'tor b'shviya shalom b'shabes afil b'milcha b'shabes. He says he has to keep the whole last day. And he can't even get an aliyah by mincha time. Because mincha time is already, you know, you already have mitzvah yom kikulo, but he's in the Shabbat, so it is. You don't say mitzvah yom kikulo by the last day. It's the last days on Shabbos. One second. Tzorach Lindog Dvar Hashem Tzidik Kol Yom Shabbos Kevin Deinu Noeg in the Veils with Masa Hanikar Mishum Aveils. Because he's saying that you need every day of Shiva, you need some form of Farhesia. Ah, so you'll tell me what about Shabbos in the middle of Shiva? So he's right, so Olam, page 12, the last word on the law, first word was Olam. Oh no, Olam Nogim Tok Shiva, Shioshim, Mimotsai Shabbos, Ma'achar Abdullah, Halar, so Halitas Asadlo. Nulam to Tom, Lodolothi, and he's like, and he's Tom, Hukumo, Shaksav, the Sabbath, Tosim, Divir, Rabban, Shameshmo. Shabbos Motzoi Shabbos Nasas Rukoka, and Avogav Denogim Shabbos Vamshab Tzina, or Nifta Motzoi Lassas Motzoi Shabbos Masa Shenikabo, Shum Avail. So Chadami came into law, also the Shabbos Masa Shenikabo, Shum Avail, Slo Yatsu Yidei Chalosu.
Yeah, but there's a new day already.
One second. Utsiza Av Bechal Shvishal of Shabbos Sorech Lin, Avail Shach, so his Chiddush is, that not only when Shvi is on Shabbos, you have to keep the whole day of Vamshab Tzina, then Motzoi Shabbos, you have to do a Dover Shabbos for Hesed.
Eighth day already.
Yeah.
And
that's tried in every Motzoi Shabbos. That you sit also Motzoi Shabbos, and that's Ola for the Farhesia of Shabbos. That's the Bach. Okay, the Bach says it. What can I tell you? And others. Others disagree with this Bach.
What would be the din if Yontif
right after the Bach? One second. Give me a second. So that's the. Give me a second, please. One second. But others disagree and say no. Oh, but let's take a look now. On page 12 of the Torah, it says, "Kazav sefer mitzvos hashomei shmu krova b'Shabbos." Somebody on Shabbos heard a shmu krova, meaning he heard that a relative died, and we're in the middle of Shloshim. Shmu krova b'Shabbos. Hashabbos olam lo yom echad. So the Shabbos counts as the first day of Shiva. Ulmacha Karev Havla Yom Shishi Shvi Laveva. So Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So Shiva will end on Friday. Hikros of Allah's Gedolos. Rav Rabbi Chiyol Kasev She'ein Shabbos Ololo Tchila Saminyan. El Yaska Limnos B'yom Rishon. Havla Yom Shabbos Shvi Laveva. So no good Rosh Hashim Mitzvah Siyom. He says no, that the Rabbi Nichil says Shabbos can never be the first day of Shiva. Because Shiva has to start with Dvarim Shiva for Hesia. But since there's no Dvarim Shiva for Hesia,
according to the Rabbi Shabbos, yes, we know Yom Shiva
Shiva.
So he has 8 days. Is that what he says? The last one?
Yom Shabbos.
No, you propose on the last.
No, but Yom Shabbat Sin, it makes us...
Now, the Yom Shabbat
Shvila,
but also
know Go.
Go is on the Yom
Zayin. Yom Zayin.
Yom Zayin.
Yom Shabbat Sin, it makes us Hayom.
Oh, he doesn't say that.
Right. I'm guessing that's what it should be.
According to the Bach.
But he's saying, in other words, this is against the Bach. He's saying, Mixas Yom Kulo, even the Rosh Shabbat Sinner.
According to the Bach, Shabbat falls on Erev Yom, and that's the seventh day of Shiva. What would happen here? Because if Shiva only goes based on Dvarim Terefrasia, they shouldn't knock off, then it would totally change the dating of
Give me one second. Look on page 13 for a second. So this is brought down in Siv Zion. Page 13. Hashemesh Shmu Akrova B'Shabbos. Hashabbos Olo Lo Yom Echad. Ulmacha Korea. Vavala Yom Shishi Shvi Laveh. So the Shulchan Aruch says not that I'm going to be here. Shulchan Aruch says that Shabbos could count as day one. Yeah. And then look at the Taz. So you say, Mr. Hume, he says, and he quotes the Rebbe, so the long Taz here, right? So I quote, look where I put the arrow. The call Indian shall mitzvah so kula haidish, shall mitzvah so also Indian shayv, by the Mimokam shatola kuba seg, yom yominian shiva. Yes, if it's amrina also mitzvah shal yom shvi, masachiv shal yom losagim sheva al tasav. No good. Yeah. And then he writes on the next page 14, which causes the Mishum Hoki Shachal Yom Shvi Shel Shivas Yom and Mishabas Sagi Mixas Afakav, they don't say Maisa, but also Mixas. Like Yom Mishabas Kula, we ask the Maisa, Nika. Whereas, so he's, in other words, he thinks it's good enough to start. You could start on the Rosh Hashanah Tzina, on a Shabbos, and then you could end on a Shabbos. You could end on a Shabbos. El Shreizi, Lomori B'chamizal, but he says the Bach, Shirot Zalachlok, El Ravinim, Loma, the Lo Aminim, Yom Shabbos, Yom Shvi, Mitzvah Zekulo. So he doesn't like what the Ein Rayim Yosem Anoshim. He doesn't think it's right. So there was, he doesn't agree with Rabbeinu Yechiel that you can't start on Shabbos, but he agrees with Rabbeinu Yechiel that you could end on Shabbos. Not like a Shver. So that's what Shulchan Aruch paskins. So even though Rabbeinu Yechiel says regarding the beginning, but so we don't follow that Rabbeinu Yechiel, but regarding the end, he thinks so. Chama paskins, and the child says either way, it could end with a mixtus yom kukulo. You can begin with the Dvarim Shabbat Sinner, you can end with the Dvarim Shabbat Sinner.
But here
he holds Mitzvah Seyam Kukulov from
the following Shabbos.
Yeah, then he can get an aliyah by Mincha.
Taz argues
Yeah, the Taz argues with the Shver. So then the question is like this. There's a Gemara on page 15, Chafam Beis, Amar of Yossi Bar Avin, Shama Shmu Krova Beregel. So we know the din of Shmu Krova is within the first 30 days, the Shmu Krova. So a person hears Shmu Krova, then he has to keep Shivim Shloshim. If he hears after 30 days, he only keeps one day. So Shama Shmu Krova Beregel, Motesh Haregel, Nasa Mechokop. Olulo. Veinu Noegel Yomecha. So this is the kasha that he asked. Because So take a look.
He has to keep one day.
So the last day, Hashemesh Mu Krova Beregel. That's the last day.
Right.
Day 30. Motzei Regel Nasis Rechoker. So I would have thought what?
And doesn't have to have a
bonus
at all.
That he should count 7 days because he heard within on day 30. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like that opinion on page 13, Tom Beis Hay. Shemesh mo b'Shabbos or b'Regel, u'motay Shabbos b'Regel nasis b'Chokka. Ein anoeg ela yom echad. Shabbos are read also with the Varnish of Tzina. So the question is why? The Varnish that's a stira. If we paskin that you start, that counts towards the Shiva, the first day, even on Shabbos. So then he starts, so it's a Shmur Krova. Then he should have to count 7 days. But he's saying no. That you only count. You do the Tvam Shabbat Sina, and then afterwards, it's already a Shmur Rechoka. But that's not how it works. Shmur Krova is totally if you started when it's Karov, so then you got in there. So then you have a full seven. But he's saying, no, because it was only Tvam Shabbat Sina, so for this halacha not.
It's a kasha.
In other words, this is a stira. A Korah, we hold that. We don't hold like Rebbeinu. We hold that a person has a shmur.
Start on Shabbos.
So if you start on Shabbos, so how come it's not called a shmur?
Krova.
That's the kasha. That's the kasha. I don't know.
When I can ask you.
Yeah. Well, what do you say? Say what?
It's Shabbos is a bracha, not a krova.
And therefore what?
And here we'll turn into a club. We're going to get, it's about, we're turning Shabbos, you're hearing, the doing the Shivan Shabbos into a service for you.
But we're not going to make Shabbos cause you to have more.
Yeah.
So it's, Shabbos is the might in the Vela. So here, he's saying that if we would start, in other words, it's a given, he's going to do Dvar Shabbat Sinna. So then, and that counts as day one of Shiva normally. But that can't cause, and therefore it could be a Shmur Krova.
You can't, and Shabbos is supposed to be a freebie, so to speak. This is not, you're giving them an extra 6 days.
Yeah.
If you would do this.
Okay. You have to say something. So we'll say your pshat. So we call it here, quotes from Rav Salvechik, some other pshat, you can figure it out what it's saying. I'm not sure exactly. That's on page 16. He has that question from Rav Soloveitchik. I don't know. Okay, you see what he says.
As far as the sinner, just in the start, which would be the whole thing.
Is that the whole thing? Okay. Okay, so we'll say like Rabbi Talaki. Okay, the last thing I want to talk about today is Shinoi Makom. So we said that, we mentioned before, there's a din of Shinoi Makom. So, the Gemara says on page 17, what are the rules of Shinoi Makom? So it says, Tana Rabban Ovel Shabbos Rishona in a Yotzi Mipesa Beso. So the first week of Shiva, a person stays home. Shnia Yotzei Ve'enu Yoshivim Komo. The second week, he can leave the house, but he doesn't sit in his regular makom. Shlishis Yoshivim Komo. You see, it's interesting. In the Gemara, the din of Shini Makom is already Yom Shlishi. It's over. Yom Shlishi goes back to his regular makom. The third week. We have this minhag to do with the whole Yud Beis Chodesh. But that's not in the Gemara. The verse is by the third week is Yoshivim Komo.
Then he's not a parent.
The Enam and Revi is Harehu Kachol Adam.
The Gemara
is talking about
he's a
parent? Yeah. So that's the Iker Halakha.
How does Halakha go with the Shah? Because the Shah, if the Shah's whole thing, this is not the tongue that's a Din of Sheva, all Shoshim. This is not a Shoshim then.
It's only the din in part of Shabbos. Right.
Maybe this could be
on Super Shabbos.
This is not
nothing
but Shabbos.
Now, what's the idea? What's the reason? So, if you look in the Sefer Lev Avraham, he gives you a couple of reasons why you have a din of Shini Makom. So, on page 21, his shaila was: Is the din of Shini Makom apply also to a, he comes to a shear, and at the shear he sits in a certain place at the, in the shear. Should he change his makom in the shear? So first he quotes the Rishonim, the Mukhe Yosef, Maseches Bava Basra, Mesharim Mekom LeKavod. It's a din LeKavod. Kavod HaMeis. Kavod HaMeis, he writes. Then he says from the Mordechai, the second, the bottom paragraph on the right, people should know he's an Ovel. So you should know. Then he quotes the Orchas Chaim. It's like a golus. Shini Makom is Mechafer. So he needs Kapara. And then he quotes the Chacham Sodom, the din of Shinoi Makom is even Beim Beis Knesset, Beim Beis. So, but it's all a chumrah that what we do past this.
That's exactly.
So he concludes that even at a Shia, he should. And the Rav Tukachinsky says it should be Dalet Amos away from the original place. He quotes Talmud de Dinim of Piskei Tshuva. Rikuk Dalet Amos. But it should be, so that's the Chamud de Dinio in the Piskei Tshuva. Here, it says, should be Dalet Amos away from the original place. And it also should be a place less mechubad than, because that now he's going to go in a mum, should be like further back. The assumption is opposed to you to the Orem of the Mizrach, the mum mechubad, it should be less mechubad. Should be, but, you know, it doesn't always work, you know, with the Dalet Amos thing and. But anyway, this is a, you know, it's a minhag, it's a chumrah, it's not Medina de Gemara, because Medina de Gemara is that, you know, after the
second week,
then
it's already... So that's the minhag halacha, though, as to the reason for it, because...
So it could be like what you're saying, what you asked, that they're so rigid in the places, so, you know... You don't have to worry because Mikir didn't. It's so maybe you know the minhag wasn't set in a place where a shul doesn't allow you to change.
What's the nafka min of halach between the various reasons of shem b'mokum, whether it's kaporo, whether it's kovan ameis, or
derech hashem? Yeah, I don't know.
What is the difference
to the b'maisa? I don't know.
If it has to be. Would the rabbi of the shul have to call? Would him? At least on the halach level.
Rabbi
Shul always sits in the front.
Right.
At least for the first week, would you have to change, or what's?
Yeah.
So is he required by a shiur? Does he require Shem B'mokum by a shiur Torah?
So the Lev Avram wanted to say that yes. Maybe the only done Hadrinal Mashak for some days for all the Shalosh B'mokum of Kumbh Shalosh.
I'm saying it's a chumrah, but at least if only two shuls ever has their mokum kavua, like really in the very
back of
their
seats. Right. So, but the
first 2 weeks, you know, those whole first 2 weeks,
it really is. Right.
Well, the first week
he stays home. The second week.
Well, the first week
Shabbos,
you got it
as
possible.
I remember Shechter lost his. Father, I think. So his pshara was that he davened in a shul that he never davened in. So this way he wouldn't have a shayla of Mishan and Mokum because he doesn't have a Mokum there. So you can say it's a bigger shino that he's in a shul. I remember we, it was Purim time. So we were davening in the bridge shul. I used to take my shiur to the bridge shul for Purim. And then we would go, if Purim was a form of Tzai Shabbos, we would have mincha in the bridge shul. So the Shechter ended up coming to the bridge shul that day, even though he never davened in the bridge shul. He felt, I think he said it was a shayla, but the shina makom on Shabbos. So this way, to avoid the shayla, he would go to shul that he didn't have a makom kavua, so it would be a shayla of a shina makom. Even though you could say it's a bigger shina makom, but he went to a shul that he never goes to, maybe that's more of a perhes. Yeah. But you could just say that he's somehow ending up in that shul. Yeah, maybe for the first week, as Rabbi Tuchman said, could be, you know, that's Medina de Gemara. After that.
It applies on weekdays and Shabbos.
Well, that's a machlokes. The Mechaber says that on Shabbos you shouldn't be Mishan in the Mokum.
Right.
The Ramah says.
Was
there a
talking about
the first week also? Well, the first week
he's at home. The first week
he's not
there.
Yeah.
Well, the
Mechaber
says on the first week.
I guess so. Okay, we'll both say. Tomorrow we'll continue. As again, this Wednesday we're going to have a different Zman. We'll try to do a 10:15 till 11 instead of our regular 9:30, which I have a sitter party. Yeah.
Well, I think it was originally.